The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
I'm Ed Tobias with some news and comments from the MS Wire. I had a little fall the other morning. I'd just gotten out of bed and I was headed to the bathroom using just one cane when I tried to step over a dog toy on the floor. Down I went, slowly, onto the carpet. So it was really no big deal, no harm, no foul, but I should have been using two canes and I should have been more careful. I've written some MS Wire columns about falling the right way. You try to protect your head, try not to stick out your arms, try to land on your side and to stay loose. Try not to fight the fall. In one of those columns, I quoted jiu-jitsu instructor Paul Schreiner from a New York Times article. Accept that you're falling and go with it, he says. Round your body and distribute the energy so you take the fall in the widest area possible. Now here's a question. Rather than teaching how to fall, is it possible to teach high-risk people how to prevent these falls? If so, could nurses be trained as falls care managers to help people reduce their risks of falling? A study with the acronym STRIDE, Strategies to Reduce Injuries and Develop Confidence in Elders, looked at whether individually tailored fall prevention programs implemented by nurses who were trained to be falls care managers would reduce the risk of serious falls in people at least 70 years old who are considered high risk. The risks were defined as problems with walking and balance, fall hazards in the home, vision problems, and the use of certain medications. Though the study wasn't specifically aimed at people with MS, a lot of us can relate to those risks, and I can certainly relate to being at least 70. The falls care managers help study participants identify their risk factors, choose a few of them to modify, and then help them to do that. A control group only received a falls information pamphlet, and they were encouraged to discuss fall prevention with their primary care doctors. Before the study, the researchers believed that the serious fall rate would be about 20% lower in the coached group than in the control group. Well, the researchers thought wrong. As reported in the New England Journal of Medicine, it took longer than the researchers expected for the first serious fall injury to occur in both groups. The rate of hospitalization or death from falls was also similar in the two groups. Bottom line, it didn't help to have a dedicated nurse as a coach, but it appears that any kind of fall prevention education is better than none. What's your experience been with falls? Do you have tricks you used? Check into the MS News Today website's forum section and let us know.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.